I told you this is a library and that you have to keep quiet. But did you? No, you didn't. So I decided to help you out. Tied you up back here with a ball gag in your mouth and vibrator between your legs. See, I'm going to teach you how to be quiet so that when I let you back out into the main part of the library, you know how to behave yourself. A little drastic, I know. But if you can come quietly, then you can also be quiet in a library. Really, you brought this on yourself. You were being a brat. I gave you not one, not two, but three chances to behave yourself. The first time, you were watching a video out loud, and I told you that we have headphones over there. Just make sure you disinfect them when you're done. The next time, you were eating loudly while reading, and you got food dust all over the book, as well as making that distracting noise for others. Truthfully inconsiderate of you brats. But the final straw, the worst offense, was when I caught you so blatantly trying to look up my skirt. Did you think I wouldn't notice? That I wouldn't punish a brat with such lewd behavior? The audacity that you have. There is only one positive thing that has come out of this, and it's the silence. The only sound is the vibration from the toy between your legs, and that isn't annoying. Not like chewing chips or watching a video out loud. I can easily tune it out. It almost becomes completely quiet if your legs are actually shut. It seems the only way to get you to behave is to force you into it, huh? I mean, it's not like you have any other option, other than being quiet right now with the way the gag's stretching your mouth. It's keeping you nice and quiet while the rest of the patrons at the library are finally able to get their work done. You were keeping them from doing that. Isn't that selfish and inconsiderate? You could have been like them. If you had just behaved yourself, you could be out there getting your work done, but you didn't. You couldn't help yourself, and you decided to be a selfish brat. And look where it got you. The only person you have to blame for this is yourself. You made your own bed and now you have to lie in it. It's not so comfy, is it? Despite this being a punishment, you're enjoying yourself, aren't you? Humiliation adding fuel to the fire between your thighs? I'm sure it won't be long now until you're coming all over the library floor like a pathetic slut who can't control themselves. Truthfully, it's sad that such offensive behavior out there resulted in me having to take matters into my own hands. But your punishment needed the personal touch. I needed to diminish you to such a pitiful state of need and regret. Humiliate you. See, lewd behavior results in punishment. It's not something I tolerate, and it's not something that I condone in my library. Just like I don't allow for noise or food dust on the books, your own greediness ruins the experience for everyone else. It's painfully clear to me that no one ever taught you manners, which is why you behave this way. But that's okay. I think I'll be able to teach you some. You need some guidance. I'll show you exactly how you are supposed to behave. That way, you don't have to be an obnoxious brat. I'm sure it'll be hard for you at first, as it is in your nature to act like this, to be disrespectful. But it's nothing that a little discipline can't fix. You need a firm hand to guide you, don't you, slut? That vibrator feels really good, doesn't it? You're starting to agree with me, and that's not in your nature at all. From how your hips are moving and your eyes are starting to tear up, either my words are finally having an effect on you or your body's desperate to orgasm. I think it's a bit of both, personally. You know, you're actually pretty cute when you're being good for me. If only you could be like this all the time, then I wouldn't have had to bring you back here and punish you like this. If only you had been good for me. I really don't get any joy out of correcting a brat like yourself's behavior, but I won't allow you to go into another library with how you were behaving. Maybe being humiliated like this will make you think twice about your actions. Of course, I think I'm going to have to insist on you coming here 3 times a week so I can properly instill some manners in you. I wouldn't be a good librarian if I wasn't trying to actively help the community. It's part of the job, after all. You can be my next personal project. And I'm sure you would love that, wouldn't you, sluts? Who am I kidding? Of course you are. You so easily opened your mouth and spread your legs for me. You need someone to make you behave, don't you, brat? You want someone to force you to be good. When someone brings you down a peg or two, you actually know how to be good. You've always had so much fun being a spoiled, selfish brat that you never once thought about how it may affect those around you, how your actions have consequences. But now you're coming face to face with the consequences of your own fucking actions. And it doesn't feel too good, does it? Being made to orgasm like this while you're all tied up and helpless? Can't even call for help with that gag between your teeth. This is what you deserve. This is truthfully where you belong, brat. The only way to teach you a lesson that will actually get through to you is through tough love such as this. You're going to be able to orgasm through all this shame, aren't you? Oh, I bet you are, you fucking slut. You're loving every second of being treated like this, huh? You're just a brat who needs someone else to be in control of them. Clearly, you can't be trusted alone because look at how you behave. You're naughty. But when there's a watchful eye on you, like right now, that's when you know how to behave. That's when you're good. So are you going to keep being good for me, brat? Is this lesson going to finally stick in that thick skull of yours? Oh, that's what I thought. Like I said, you're going to be coming to lessons on manners about 3 times a week with me from now on. You need a more personal touch than one-on-one private time with me. I can't have a slut like you running around town acting so rude. I need to teach you to be a polite slut. One that is grateful for being used, that knows the rules and obey them. No more of this petulant brat act. It's not very becoming of you. I want you to be a polite and functional member of society. You can't quite do that while you're being a brat. You can't do that while you're disappointing me. But we shouldn't focus on that, should we? After all, I said I'm trying to change you for the better, so we should focus on you turning a leaf. I need to focus on you becoming well-behaved and showing you how a slut should act. That's what this whole punishment is about, after all. And that is what your future lessons with me are about. Learning to behave. Learning to be good. Learning to be a proper slut. All I have to do is make you polite. And since I am taking you on personally, why don't you show me just how thankful you are for me making you my next project? Doesn't that sound nice? Doesn't that sound lovely? For taking you on and turning you from a brat to an obedient slut, I want you to come for me. Come on, you can do it. Be good and come for me. Just like that. Oh, how long were you holding back? Coming just like that, no frills, no flares. Oh, you were desperate, weren't you, sluts? I'm proud of you, though. You can follow instructions and be good. This just proved it to me. You can make me proud. Doesn't it feel good to be good?